Thank you, Ken, and good morning, beloveds. Let me do a mic check here this morning. Are you able to hear me okay? All right, wonderful. Good morning, everybody, and welcome. Welcome to the sanctuary. Welcome to our first gathering, and welcome to 2018. This is our first gathering for the new year, and it is my absolute pleasure and delight to be here with you all today. And so I'm going to release this mic and I'm going to ask Lynn to play our opening song while we greet one another on the board this morning. So Lynn, if you would please.
We are awakening to the calling of the mystic. Of the heart, everybody here melted into overflowing effervescence. Rising in love, we are awakening to a long forgotten memory. Dawn is breaking, waves are coming in. Everybody here standing in wonder beneath the rain and the thunder, rising in love. Chidananda, Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Satchidananda.
All right, thank you so much, Lynn, for that opening song, and it's good to see you all commenting here in the room, different areas all over the world. It is very, very, very chilly here in Indianapolis. We've been under a wind chill advisory for the past week, but apparently things are turning around soon. We're expecting 60 by next week, so we'll be thawing out here real soon. So let's get on with the gathering for today. I do have our statement of purpose here at Awakening Together. We are an assembly of equals joined in common purpose, awakening to one true self within an appearance of many faiths, many cultures, and many symbols. We seek to discern one truth and to rest in its embrace. All right, and you can learn all about our purpose and values out on our website, awakening-together.org. So that brings me right up to our announcements for this week. First up, we have Reverend Doreen Bonnet will offer a class on Soul Collage beginning on Wednesday, January the 17th. This class will be offered every Wednesday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. Soul Collage encourages participants to access their inner wisdom using tactile, creative process as they move through a spiritual purification journey. In this class, you will allow insights to arise as you read and contemplate The Untethered Soul by Michael Singer. And then you will select soul-stirring images from magazines that reflect insights gained through the reading. There is a sliding scale of class fees available for this fun and insightful class, so each one can pay what they feel guided to pay. 50% of the class fee will be given to Awakening Together. For full details and to register, go to awakening-together.org and click on the retreats and classes and look under the classes menu there. So again, that is very exciting. We have that new class led by Doreen Bonnet starting mid-January. So if you're interested in that, do check that out on our website. And then next up we have, if you or someone you know are interested in starting year one of Gentle Healing, year one will be offered by Reverend Rebecca Gibson beginning on January 23rd. This new Gentle Healing group will meet each Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern in the sanctuary. There is no need to register for this group. It's open to anyone who's interested, and the Tuesday evening Gentle Healing group will continue to meet at its regular time on Tuesday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern. And next up, you may have heard that the Member Board of Trustees voted to replace the Israel trip that was planned for this October with a trip to Italy. We made this change because of the current political environment in Israel. This week, Regina sent a draft Italy itinerary to a travel agent who is helping us get quotes from Italian tour agencies. The draft itinerary is scheduled for the same dates that the Israel trip was planned for. There is a main pilgrimage and an extension trip for those who would like to stay in Italy longer. The main pilgrimage will visit Rome, Pompeii, monasteries in Subiaco, and holy sites in Assisi. The extension trip will remain in Assisi with day trips to nearby sites of interest. Once the trip is finalized, the travel agent Regina will share more details with us. So a lot more to come there on the Italy trip that is now replacing that Israel trip. So keep your eyes and ears open for some additional information that'll be coming out about that from Regina. All right, so next up, join us in the sanctuary tonight for our regular Sunday night programming. Our evening programming begins at 6 p.m. Eastern with Kate Greaves and Clarity from A Course in Miracles. Regina will be here at 7 p.m. with The Seven Steps to Awakening, and Ken will play an audio from the Holy Spirit Guide series at 8 p.m. And then we'll have our weekly satsang with Craig Holiday at 9 p.m. Starting tonight, we will follow our satsang with Craig by playing a 30-minute meditation before closing the sanctuary at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. All right, so yeah, after Craig Holiday speaks to us at 9, we'll have a closing meditation there, which is a great way to close out the day with a nice little meditation. So we'll look forward to seeing you in the sanctuary for those programs this evening. And lastly, one additional announcement concerning Awakening Together ministers. On January 1st, you should have received the new bi-monthly newsletter that is now being released by the Minister's Subcommittee. We would like to encourage you to sign up for a Mystery Minister slot for 2018, as well as you're able to submit articles or fun facts about your service for future newsletters. All right, so that will conclude our announcements for this week. And I'm going to ask Lynn to play another song, and after that I will join us for the invocation prayer. So Lynn, this mic is yours.
Think about it. There must be higher love down in the heart and in the stars above. Without it, life is wasted time. Oh, look inside of mine. Things look so bad everywhere in this whole world. What's fair? We walk blind and we try to see, falling behind in what could be. Bring me a higher love. Bring me a higher love. Higher love. Where's this higher love I've been thinking of? What's turning? We're just hanging on, facing our feet. Standing out there alone, oh, we are, and it's real for me. There must be someone who's feeling for me. Things look so bad everywhere in this whole world. What's fair? We walk blind and we try to see. Falling behind in what could be. Bring me a higher love. Bring me a higher love. Bring me a higher love. Where's this higher love I've been thinking of? I will. Too late for it. Until then, I'll sing my song to cheer the night along. I can light the night up with my soul on fire. I can make the sun shine from pure desire. Let me feel the love come over me. Let me feel. Bring me a higher.
All right, yes, thank you, Lynn, for that beautiful song. And if you all will join me now for prayer. Beloved Holy Spirit, we give thanks today for this this opportunity to gather, to share, for me personally to be a vessel for your peace and your love and your messages. I'm grateful today for all of the Awakening Together family, that we have this new opportunity in this new year to continue on the path of letting go of illusions, letting go of what isn't true in the world, about this world. So it is my heartfelt prayer today that as we move through this brand new year, that we would become closer, more intimate with the truth of who we are. That as each day passes, that we would continue to make progress on this path. As I speak today about the mystery of this one reality that we all partake in, that we all are currently partaking in, I ask that you would guide my words, use my words to deliver your message today. Again, very, very grateful for this opportunity to share with all of you and to be a part of this awakening process as we continue to grow together. And so it is, and so I let it be. Amen. All right. Okay, so let's talk then now about, I swear it takes me a moment to readjust, but let's get on into the gathering now for today. Today's topic is One Reality. The reading for today is coming from NTI. Revelations chapter 1, and that's the New Testament interpretation. My reader for today is Sonia Spann, and so I'm going to release this mic and ask her to come forward and read for us Revelations chapter 1. Sonia, this mic is yours.
Good morning. Can you hear me? All right. I'm doing a mic check, and I guess everyone can hear. Yay. Hi, Regina. I want to thank Reverend Perfect Timing Gloria for asking me to read today. She really is perfect timing. You see, last week, it occurred to me that I hadn't been a reader in a long time, and I certainly wanted to be one. And before I knew it, Gloria had asked me to be the reader. Now, that by itself had blown me away. But this is a very remarkable day, because not only did Reverend Perfect Timing Gloria asked me to read, but when you see what she asked to read and then read Regina's tips for today, I think you're going to know that it's a very remarkable day as well. So today's reading is the Holy Spirit's interpretation of Revelation chapter 1. The time is at hand. All that you need to accept the truth of you is with you and within you now. There can be nothing that you lack for which you must ask. It has been given. And so you have it with you fully now. Amen. The world is an illusion. And so everything you experience as you let go of this world is illusion also. You are not to believe any of it. But helpful symbols will be given to guide you. Remember that they're only symbols. Follow them, realizing you know not where they lead. Do not idolize anything within the world, or any symbol, or any thought that is sent to lead you from the world. Hold on to them as they are useful, but let them go when their usefulness has passed. You are to keep moving by letting go until you find yourself with nothing left to hold on to. Look and see what you shall see. Know that it comes to you like passing clouds, but it comes on the wings of heaven so that you can let it go. Nothing within the world comes to you for any other purpose. Nothing within the experience of the world is to be held to. It is all given that you may look at it and choose to let it go. I am the Alpha and the Omega, who is and who was and who is to come. Keep this thought within the mind as temptations come to tell you that you are not. Stay firm with your heart and trust, and say no to all that is a lie by remembering it is not so. If you do not believe that which is not truth, you shall experience truth. But if you choose to believe the false is the truth about you, you shall experience the false and believe that it is true. Guidance comes to you for one purpose, and that is to lead you from the world. There may also seem to be another purpose, which is happiness within the world. The two purposes are not the same. Do not be fooled by the similarities in their sound. One purpose leads to death, while the other most surely leads to life and knowledge of life. All things within the world are the same. There is nothing special in any of it. Every experience can be used to lead to life, and every experience can also lead to death. This is the double-edged sword of the spiritual path. It may lead you to the life you seek, or it may lead you to stay busy as you work very hard going nowhere. Only you can know what this path is for you. The Christ within is your guide on this muddled and tricky path. By listening only to it shall you find your way. Listen to no other voice as you step carefully with me. Listen only for life, and be aware of temptations, which are but the appealing calls of death. You are not alone. You are never alone. You need but remember your true purpose, and all that you desire for discernment and guidance shall be given you. You will never be asked to take a single step alone, but you must always be willing to take the lead by deciding the purpose and calling it out to us. Amen. And thank you so much, Gloria. And thank you all for being here. Amen.
All right, thank you, Sonia. It's all perfect, right? All right, so that reading was from NTI Revelations chapter 1. Before I get into my sharing, I do want to read to you one of our core values. And I'm looking at core value 4 for today. We affirm one true self as the only truth. We live this value by embracing what is helpful on the path of awakening without idolizing any spiritual doctrine as truth. So again, that is core value number 4. And that is the core value that this reading will, or this sharing today will try to center around there. So thank you again, Sonia, for reading that. Let's talk now about Revelations chapter 1. So, I reviewed my notes from my January 2017 reading. That's something that I'm occasionally guided to do when I'm preparing for a reading or a sharing here in the sanctuary. I'll go back and look at some of the notes that I read around that same time. So when I look back at last year's reading, I also was the minister then, and I talked about Abraham Maslow's hierarchy of needs at the beginning of 2017. I talked about how those five needs, how safety was the primary focus for me anyway. I can recall vividly how fascinating it was for me to discover that those lower basic needs actually take precedent over our things like social acceptance and love. And also it impacts our ability to, as Maslow put it, to self-actualize. So when I was preparing for today's sharing, I realized that talk in January last year kind of set the tone for me for 2017. 2017 for me was probably the most eventful year that I've had in terms of big decisions, things changing, shifting. I left my corporate career in 2017, launched my own business. I moved from Florida to Georgia to Indiana, major movements all in 1 year. And through it all, I really was able to maintain a sense of peace, because I knew that I was eternally safe, no matter, what the physical world, no matter what my eyes were showing me, no matter what the physical world was showing me. At times, with all of that movement going on, there was, I dealt with sadness, confusion, and even, feeling depressed about the whole situation at times. But nothing was ever really able to overcome me. And all of that was because of the uncertainty, financial concerns, all kinds of things that came up as a result of that. But somehow things always seemed to work themselves out. Which brings me to today's reading and this topic that I'm sharing on of one reality. In Revelations chapter 1, there are several points within this reading that I'd like to touch on today. So as we, we're going to look here at NTI chapter on this chapter 1, Revelations chapter 1 on this first Sunday in 2018. The first key for me in this chapter is verse 4 through 5. The world is an illusion, and so everything you experience as you let go of the world is illusion also. You are not to believe any of it, but helpful symbols will be given to guide you. Then it goes on to say here in verse 7, nothing within the world comes to you for any other purpose. Nothing within the experience of the world is to be held to. It's all given that you may look at it and choose to let it go. So from those first few verses here in Revelation chapter 1, we can begin to discern the meaning and purpose of every experience that each of us has with this one reality. You know, we can recognize that what we experience here is the illusion. Even the helpful symbols, Holy Spirit is saying here in this reading, even those things that are helpful for us, the symbol that help guide us back to the truth, are part of the illusion within this one reality. And we need to look at these illusions, recognize that that's what they are, and choose to let them go. Now, Regina has shared with us in the past a very, very useful tool in this process, you know, and that's to act quickly in letting go of what isn't real. The longer that we hold on to illusory thoughts, the harder they are to let go. And that has definitely been my experience in looking and dealing with illusory thoughts. Holy Spirit also gave us a helpful tool in these verses here. In verse 8, things that we can reflect on when that temptation arises to believe that the illusion that we're seeing is real. And in verse 8, Holy Spirit says to us, I am the Alpha and the Omega, who is and who was and who is to come. That verse reminds us that we are the one reality that all experience emanates from. We don't ever actually experience two realities. A reality where everything is running perfect, the universe is operating perfectly, the sun is rising and setting, the moons are rising and setting perfectly, the waves, even the weather, you know, all of it is a perfect motion within this one reality. So in truth, we don't experience two realities. We don't experience a reality where life is falling apart, where things are falling apart and crashing down around. We do experience that reality, but it's not the one reality. That's our perception of our experience within the one reality. So in truth, there is just the one perfect motion reality, which is also mentioned here in the reading in verse 8. Holy Spirit says here, if you do not believe that which is not true, you shall experience truth. If you choose to believe the false is truth about you, you shall experience the false and believe it's true. And that reminds me of the loop of experience that Regina has shared with us on many different occasions. What I think I see, what I see I experience, and what I experience I think about. I think that's the right way to say it, but you get my drift here. We create this loop of experience where we're believing what we're experiencing, and as a result, that false belief becomes true for us. The amount of diligence that's required to loosen these sticky thoughts here, it hinges on our ability to act quickly when these illusions present themselves. And then we have to deny that reality because, again, there aren't two realities functioning. There's only one perfect movement happening at all times. So the work for us is in denying the lie, the illusion, and accepting and embracing as quickly as we can at any given moment the truth of who we are, which again, as Holy Spirit pointed out, I am the Alpha and the Omega, who is, who was, and who is to come. So that for me is, you know, that's really important in terms of letting go of this belief that the experience that I'm having at any given moment is actual reality, right? Behind every experience, behind every movement in this universe, there is perfection at work. All right. The other section of this reading that I wanted to talk about is the double-edged sword that Holy Spirit was referring to here in verse 9 through 16. Holy Spirit talks about the purpose of guidance is to lead us from the world. And in verse 9 here, it says, there may also seem to be another purpose, which is happiness within the world. The two purposes are not the same. One purpose leads to death, while the other most surely leads to life and knowledge of life. It goes on to say here, every experience can be used to lead to life. And every experience can also be used to lead to death. This is the double-edged sword of the spiritual path. It may lead you to the life you seek, or it may lead you to stay busy as you work very hard going nowhere. Only you can know what is the path for you. Now, I know this is a really relevant point for me personally. And as I contemplated that particular part of the reading, I really did pause there on that part for a while, because there's a part of me that knows that I am the Holy Free Son of God, and that I'm entitled to every good thing that exists within this one reality. So whenever guidance shows up for me to do this thing or that thing, you know, the mind likes to take that to mean this is for your happiness, the happiness that you're entitled to, right? If I receive guidance to, you know, go off and start a new project, or, you know, there's a part of me that wants to believe that this is absolutely guidance that's coming in so that I can experience the happiness that I'm entitled to. And that's just faulty thinking, to be honest with you. And this reading points that out very clearly. The reading here says that this type of thinking in that way, that this thing or that thing is showing up so that I can be happy, right? Thinking in that way only leads us to staying really busy, working really hard, and going nowhere. The one and only purpose of guidance is to lead us from the world of illusions and to keep us firmly grounded in the truth of reality, of the one reality and life. It's the only purpose for guidance. Guidance doesn't come to make us rich, even though, you know, sometimes that is a natural result of following guidance, but it's not the purpose for guidance. The only purpose for guidance is to lead us away from the illusions and into life, away from death towards life. Yet there is this desire here, and I'm sure you know, it's not just me, you know, there's this desire to seek happiness, peace, and joy in the work I do, the people I love, and the life that I live. There's this innate desire to create this happiness, to create this sense of peace and joy in my work and in my life. The reading also says that every experience can be used to lead us to life or death. And that's where we have the power of choice, right? If I'm able to see that this, the guidance that shows up for me is not to make me happy, my happiness is guaranteed. That's been the biggest learning that I've had to, that I've derived from this reading myself. Just like I talked about earlier with Maslow's work, the reading that I did in January of last year, you know, that set the tone for me. And I'm grateful that this is the type of tone that's being set for 2018. That there is but one reality. And that my happiness is guaranteed within that reality because of what I am. Not because of what I do, not because of what I have, not because of what I create. My happiness, peace, and joy are innate in what I am. And therefore, as a result, the guidance that shows up, the guidance that comes in for me to do this thing or do that thing is not to lead to my happiness. It's to guide me away from illusions. So for me, this is a very clear and direct instruction from Holy Spirit. This desire that's here to seek happiness and peace and joy externally, right? The external validation of a job well done or family, friends, and loved ones who love and respect you. It was around this verse where I began to see how the previous reading related to this, because that is a human need. There is a human need here for acceptance, for social acceptance, for love, connection, and of course the very basic needs of safety and shelter and those types of things. But there's a very basic need here to be accepted, loved, and to fit in to what society deems as successful or normal. But I'm reminded right now that of what Holy Spirit is saying here. There's two ways you can go. Either you can go towards life or you can move towards death. And in moving towards life, we have to accept and acknowledge that there's only one reality. And the illusions that show up, even the symbols, the helpful symbols, as Holy Spirit pointed out in this reading, are illusions as well, and ultimately will have to be let go as well. So the work here is making the choice for the truth and choosing to be led from the world of illusion and death by accepting that all guidance has but one purpose. The two purposes are not the same, as Holy Spirit pointed out here. You know, we can look and see that the guidance that's here for us, the guidance that shows up for us at any given moment, is here to serve one purpose and one purpose only. And again, that's to let go of the illusion. And it's our choice whether we want to accept that, accept what's being presented to us at any given moment. As guidance that leads us away from this, that leads us towards life, or perhaps as something that's here to make us happy, which leads us to death, as this reading pointed out. Guidance from the world and guidance for happiness, you know, it just cannot produce the exact same result. The result will be different. So again, getting back to this desire to seek happiness and peace and joy through external means, through looking for validation from external means, whether that's your career, your family, your friends, that very, very, very deep need that we have to be accepted, to be connected, to be loved. We have that already. You know, the Course often, you know, one of my favorite, I think, verses from the Course is about removing the blocks to love's presence. Understanding that what we are represents the one reality. So for me, you know, I've been really, really practicing with this lately. Really practicing looking very closely at the choices that I'm making as it relates to the guidance that comes in or the results that I'm looking for, right? Because that's what it's about. It's about results. You know, for every action, there's a reaction. So if I take an action, you know, naturally there's going to be a reaction, and we want that reaction to be positive. So again, working with constantly staying grounded in the fact that only one reality is in effect here. I'm committed to this year, to this time, you know, looking and really, really making the choice for life with every choice that I make, or with the guidance that comes in, really understanding what that guidance is really about. When we talk about this double-edged sword, when we talk about making choices that lead to life and making choices that lead to death, or the guidance that comes in, you know, what the purpose of that guidance really is. Yes, there is a part of my mind, of my ego, no doubt, that wants to believe that I'm doing this, that, and the other for my happiness. Because as spiritual, as we're on this spiritual path, we develop this, you know, as I stated earlier, I'm the holy free son of God. I'm entitled to every good thing that exists within this one reality. And that's a true statement. But if that's not my experience? If I'm not experiencing every good thing within this reality, does that mean that, you know, I'm less than love? Does that mean that I'm, you know, no longer the holy free son of God because that isn't my experience? Absolutely not. Nor does that hinge on anything that I'm doing. It's not based on anything that I'm personally doing. This is my natural, innate way of being. It's who I am. It's what I am. It requires nothing needs to be added or taken away for that to still remain true. And so as I move through this year, that's one thing that will be up at the forefront, you know, of whatever decisions I make, whatever guidance comes in. My goal is to remember that that guidance is here to lead me away from illusions and nothing more. It's not coming in to make me rich. It's not coming in to make me happy. It's not coming in to make someone love me, or, you know, it's not coming in for any of those reasons. Although, you know, like I said, for every action, there is a reaction. So things, you know, however they shape up, if it shapes up that, you know, you're successful and rich and happy and all those good things, then wonderful. If it doesn't come out that way, it doesn't change the fact that I'm still the holy free son of God. Nothing can change that. And so as I move through this new year, I'm encouraged very much today and going forward to remain grounded in this one reality, to not allow illusory thoughts to take hold and run, you know, as this reading pointed out, this is a muddled and tricky situation that we find ourselves in. It certainly can look and feel like it's not all good. But nothing could be further from the truth. And it's up to us to make the choice as to which road we're going down. Are we going down the road for life or the road for death? The choice is ours. So there is one other point that I want to make within this reading here. And that point is in verse 19 and 20. You are not alone. You are never alone. You need but remember your true purpose and all that you desire for discernment and guidance shall be given you. Even at the very first, the very first sentence of this particular chapter, the time is at hand. All that you need to accept the truth of you is with you and within you now. So the truth is not coming. It's not something that we need to work towards. The truth is within us now. And the time is at hand for us to acknowledge that truth and to accept the guidance that comes in as a movement towards life. We're never alone in this process, which was another one of the needs that Maslow talked about. There is a need, a human need, for connection. And the fact that we're not alone, that was something that I struggled with very early on this spiritual path, and I'm sure I still struggle with it to some degree today. But you know, the part that we're not alone, you know, we don't have a physical some, you know, it's not like, you know, Jesus, you know, shows himself to us and, you know, stands there and says, you're not alone, you know, and reaches out a hand, something we can see, because we've been trained and we're very accustomed to this instant feedback of being able to see, feel, and touch. But in this instance, when Holy Spirit says we're not alone, we're never alone, there's no physical proof, right? There's no physical proof that we're not alone. This is something that we have to trust. And I've talked before about trust and how that's built up, you know, when we looked at the Course in Miracles for, I believe it was during my last sharing or the one before that. That's where this trust comes in. We have to trust that we're never alone because we don't get to see physical proof that we're not alone. When we're praying or contemplating or meditating and trusting that we're not alone in this process, that's what it boils down to, is the trust that we're not alone, because we can't see that physical part. But we're assured here by Holy Spirit that we're not alone in this process. And if our true purpose, our true desire is life, if we truly desire to let go of the illusions that lead to death, then discernment and guidance has to come to us. So this part goes back to our true purpose. What is that? Are we here looking for happiness, joy, peace, love in the world externally? Because if so, that's what our guidance will, you know, we'll use that guidance. As Holy Spirit said, every ounce of guidance can be used to lead to life, or it can be used to lead to death. So the guidance coming in is always neutral. We choose what purpose that guidance is going to serve. And in that is our power. That is where our power lies. And so that's where I'm encouraged to continue to build my own, to build this sense and purpose that everything has that one purpose. There's no other purpose, period. There's one reality and one purpose for everything that shows up. And as long as we're reaffirming that and taking steps forward and continuing to reaffirm that, our discernment is guaranteed. We're guaranteed to receive the discernment and the guidance that we need to fulfill the only purpose that we're here to fulfill, which is our true purpose. We're never alone. Throughout this process, we're never alone. And that is a very reassuring, life-affirming gift from Holy Spirit. We were born perfect. Actually, what we are was never born. If we want to get really down to the nitty-gritty here. But we remain perfect throughout this lifetime. And we return to perfection. So the work is in really realizing that perfection, that perfect movement of the universe is always inactive. I mean, in motion. It's only one reality. All right. I feel complete with what I wanted to share today about this one reality, about making the very quick choice to choose life and to see guidance for what it really is. So it's my prayer for each one listening, for every heart that is open to receive truth, that we might walk the walk, that we might walk the talk, is what I'm trying to say, of letting go of illusions, of choosing life, of recognizing constantly that there's only one reality in effect at all times, and nothing can change that. I am complete. I'm going to ask Ken to post a link in the room for donations for anyone who is guided or inclined to make a donation to Awakening Together. Your donations are welcome, needed, and always put to good use, and we're grateful for those donations. So you can use that link that's in the room, or you can go out to our website to make a donation if you're guided to do so. I'm also going to ask Lynn to play us a song for contemplation. And after that, anyone who would like to share, looks like we'll have a few moments here for sharing after this song plays. So Lynn, this mic is yours, and love to you all.
Imagine there's no heaven, it's easy if you try. No hell below us, above us only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Imagine there's no countries, it isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for, and no religion too. Imagine all the people living life in peace. You may say that I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us, in the world we'll live as one. Imagine no possessions, for greed or hunger, or brotherhood of man. Imagine all the people
Right, thank you so much for that beautiful song, Lynn. Yes, we are all one living in this one reality. All right, so if anyone would like to share, we do have a few moments here before we go into fellowship hour. So if you can raise your hand if you'd like to share anything that came up for you during today's sharing. All right, Jay, I see your hand up there, and this mic is yours.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Hear me okay? Thanks, Gloria. That was a beautiful sharing. Yeah, I just really received a wonderful message about recognizing that the source of my happiness does not come from the situation. Who I'm with, the money I make, what popularity I have, what good fortune I've been given, a specific type of coffee that I may drink or chocolate I may eat or anything like that. Those are not the sources of my happiness. The source that indeed leads to death, as you were teaching. It leads to bodily death, and which, you know, as NTI Revelations you shared sort of, you know, is a call that the ego mind has for us to want to go down that track, to stay in this illusion. But indeed, the source of the happiness is something we already possess that's inside, that is the background of awareness, resting within us. I did a thing yesterday I don't usually do. I went to a movie, and no, I did not feed or sponsor a starving child in Africa with that money. Some people will know what that reference is referring to. I went ahead and spent money on a movie. And the movie I was speaking of guidance, guided to see, was the new Star Wars movie. And one of the teachings that Luke Skywalker gave his new student was to close her eyes and to feel what he called this, the force, which was basically what Gloria was teaching about, the background of awareness behind all things, behind the joy and the tragedy, behind the ups and the downs and whatever it was. And she felt it. And And it just reminded me of that, what Gloria was teaching, that the source of our happiness, which leads us to eternal life, is that ever-present background of awareness that's there, loving, infinite, blissful, peaceful. So, giving up the mic.
Thank you, Jay, for sharing. Yes, that is very much the case. And Sonia, this mic is yours.
Thank you so much, Reverend Perfect Timing, Gloria. I really am blown away by your guidance. Oh, I must ask, can you hear? Can anyone hear me? Oh, good. It really was a very, very helpful reading that you did and that you selected. And it was funny, it was hard for me to read because on 7-9, Regina had taught from this chapter. And so I could barely read the words that are printed because of all the notes I took from Regina's teaching. But the selection really blew me away in that first paragraph when it is a call, the same call that Regina has under today's tips on the gentle healing class. And that first sentence, the time is at hand, that very first paragraph blew me away. But boy, you did an excellent job today. There were so many questions that I had as I read through and contemplated. And probably the scariest of the contemplations, which, I went to Holy Spirit about and laughed at it at the time, but it talks about letting go of everything that helps you as it is no longer necessary until you have nothing left to hold on to. And so I want to thank you for bringing that lesson around today because we have everything to hold on to. We have all that is to hold on to. The thing that we're letting go of never really existed. It's the symbols of the world that you serve us. So just, I can't say enough good things about today's lesson and thank you. And Regina, thank you too. If we ever thought we were alone, the orchestration of what has happened today has just blown me over again. Thank you all, and I love you, and have an amazing, amazing year.
All right, and thank you. Thank you so much for sharing as well, Sonia. Yes, the reading, as I mentioned today, was NTI, which Regina is the, what is it called? Oh gosh, that word is escaping. The scribe. Thank you, Regina. That's the word I was looking for. Yes, she is the scribe for NTI, so we definitely want to say thank you to her as well as Holy Spirit for bringing this beautiful work forward for us all to enjoy and learn and grow from. So yes, Connie has her hand up. I don't see a hand up, but I'll release the mic for Connie if she wants to speak.
Good morning, everyone. Can you hear me? Thank you. Thank you, Reverend, and thank you for a wonderful message. I thought it was all very inspirational and helpful. I just wanted to say this is my first time attending an Awakening Together weekly gathering, and I'm very, very happy to be here. I'm part of the MPP program, and we just covered, preparing gatherings, and I thought, well, I wish I would have been attending these all along, but I don't know why. I just didn't think of it. But I'm so glad to be here, and it's lovely. And the one item I wanted to say was really helpful for me, the part where you talked about you are not alone, you are never alone, in verse 19. And it seemed like you almost added as an afterthought, we were never born. And then I was really tickled when you said, when we get to the nitty-gritty of it, we really want to get to the nitty-gritty of it, we're never born. And I just had a shift, an aha moment. You kind of connected the dots for me because I have have struggled with, you know, we're never alone. I have that feeling, but you know, there's always this underlying fear. But you know, but could I be wrong? You know, so when you said that, you know, it's we're never alone. You know, we've never even been born. It just, I got that shift, and it was, you know, it's because we were never born that we're never alone. You know, we've never truly left, and that was extraordinarily helpful for me this morning. So I thank you for that. It's great to be here, and I'll let go of the mic. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much, Connie, and absolutely, yes, welcome. We're very happy that you decided to join us, and we look forward to seeing you at our upcoming gatherings. Absolutely, thank you very much for sharing that. Well, the time is now 11:31. It is now time for Fellowship Hour, which will be led by Reverends Ken and Becky. So if you're wanting to stick around and share further, you are free to stay over for Fellowship Hour. Again, I thank you all for being here today, and I also wish you all a very beautiful, a very bright, and a very loving 2018. All right, I'm releasing the mic.
Men
can tell the sun in his jealous sky when we walked in fields of gold. When we walked in fields of gold. When we walked in fields of gold.